Good morning and welcome. It is 10 minutes after 5 a.m. on this, the Monday version of your favorite program. And we are, what, 19 hours left of the United States? Midnight tonight. Do we have to start speaking Chinese or is it Arabic?
Well, now, wait a minute. 19 hours from now is going to be no different than what the federal government looks like on a Sunday.
No. The government is shutting down. It's a horrible thing.
The government is shut down on a Sunday.
Well, okay. But that's not panic in the streets. We're supposed to be purporting and encouraging panic in the streets, aren't we? Did you not get the Republican memo this morning?
Apparently not.
There's supposed to be panic in the streets. As a matter of fact, just a few minutes ago, I called John Boehner's office and was hoping to get a bit of an update on what's going on. And I'm a little concerned because this is his. When you call somebody, sometimes they've got music that plays.
Personally,
while you're
I'm impressed
waiting.
That you got an outside line this morning. That's very impressive.
Well, I have skills. Hold on. This is the music that plays on Boehner's phone.
Yeah. For those who aren't fans of 80s rock, yeah, that's the Final Countdown by Europa. No, who did that?
Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Europe.
And you know, it's one of those songs that I liked it like the first couple three times that I heard it, and then after a while, if I know, can, yeah, it's like, will you quit whining? Oh. I don't like whiny music. Anyway, so Chris, you're saying that there's nothing to worry about. We're all okay. I don't know, man. I'm
first of all, so little of the government actually shuts down. I mean, our military continues, air traffic control, security continues. It's those government offices where no one wants to go. Like if you have to see a government bureaucrat, well, they're closed. Good.
Well, that's one of the things that people are saying that. Federal money for housing and all these, a lot of these programs that a lot of us would say, like, no, I don't.
If
really
you're taking
care
your vacation
anyway.
In Washington this week, you'll probably be upset because the museums will be closed. You won't be able to get in the Smithsonian or the, some of the monuments and stuff like that. That's what happened the last time, and people got PO'd. And so
in other words, it's all about shutting down the programs that upset the American people
in order to get the government back working again.
But don't actually have any real effect of what's happening. The government continues to run.
Just, like trying to turn around an ocean liner in a river. I mean, it's gonna keep moving forward for a while. The longer this thing goes on, the more serious it would become.
If keeping the Smithsonian open is more critical than, say, those White House tours, then I'm sure the president will be motivated to compromise.
Well, no, first of all, let's talk about that for a minute here, because regardless of what Sean Duffy and the Republicans in the House are telling you, this is not about the vote they took is not about keeping the government open. The vote is about them thumbing their nose at the president and trying to get the president to take the blame for this. Wait a minute.
No.
The president unilaterally decides that businesses have a one-year extension on Obamacare. The president decides that all by himself and just sends out a news release.
Yeah.
One-year delay for businesses. But Congress says, no, it should be one-year delay for everyone. And no, we're going to shut the Congress down over that.
Not Congress. The House Republicans said that.
I understand.
The Senate's not saying that.
So why is what the House Republicans desire any... And by the way, they
because
actually
they don't
voted
win
on
elections.
That.
Because they don't win elections. They don't have a majority in the Senate. They don't have the White House.
Every one of them wanted
they
election.
They knew before they took the vote what was going to happen. The Senate's not going to vote for it. The president's going to veto it. So they knew that going in. They knew the vote was symbolic at best.
I did contact Harry Reid's office, and I asked him, I said, okay, so if this shuts down, what are you going to need in order to keep functioning? And this was his response.
I don't need any of this. I don't need this stuff. I don't need you. I don't need anything except this. This ashtray, that's the only thing I need is this. I don't need this or this. Just this ashtray. This paddle game. The ashtray and the paddle game, that's all I need. And this remote control. The ashtray, the paddle game, and the remote control, that's all I need.
See, there it is. So Harry's all set. He's got everything he needs. There it is. Well, now that we've established that at midnight tonight, did we establish Chinese or Arabic? What are we going to have to start doing? We'll decide a little bit later. We got what, 19, 18 hours
is
and
there
45
a Chinese
minutes.
Version of you we can replace you with tomorrow?
You betcha. WSAU, will be right back.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.